Eric Bach here with Sam Peterson, continuing our Arizona Fall League interview series. Sam has enjoyed a great fall for the Scottsdale Scorpions. And Sammy, first of all, two-parter just to start. What was your reaction when you found out you were coming out here? And two, how's it been? It seems like, obviously, the results have been great for you. It seems like everybody on the Scottsdale side is having a great time.
I was honored. It was nice to know there was more at-bats at the end. It was kind of an up-and-down year health-wise, so I was excited for the opportunity to finish strong, finish healthy. Just honored and thankful.
And since you've been here, obviously you've been one performer on a whole list of guys on this Scottsdale team that's had a great fall. What's it been like being part of this ball club?
It's been fun. There's so many good hitters top to bottom in this whole league, but especially on this team, which it's fun to learn against. Hitting's contagious, so it's always good to be in those lineups where we like to hit, we like to get after it, and just 1 through 9, get after the opposing pitcher. Like we have been this fall, and it's just been a privilege to play alongside these guys.
How have you approached this situation? Because it's different than what you deal with during the regular season. You've got 5 orgs under the same clubhouse roof, and obviously the collaboration has worked great for you guys on the Scottsdale offense, but how have you approached that mentally as, I'm going to maybe not give away all my secrets, but still try to learn something from these guys?
I'm not hiding anything, and I don't think other people are. We all want to get better, and we're not hiding anything from each other. Even a lot of the opposing coaches, their coordinators will come out and talk with anybody, give their 2 cents. It's very baseball. It's a baseball community thing. I don't think anyone's protecting anything. I know I'm not. And it's just been good to hear about what other orgs like. It's all pretty similar stuff across all of baseball, what every org stresses. So not a lot of change there, but it's cool to hear it and know that it's, it's just baseball. Everyone wants the same things out of their players, and all the players want to perform.
Obviously, the thing with you since the draft in 24 has been, when he's been in there, he's been great. Just you haven't been in there as much as you'd like to, obviously, with multiple injuries. We saw you break your hand the last day of the season in Fredericksburg. That was an unfortunate end to what was a really good start to your pro career. But now that you have this clean bill of health, what do you think it says about you as a player that, I've come out here amongst great competition and really dominated?
Yeah, just trying to look at it positively. I'm battle tested already, that's for sure. Learning a lot about my body, ways to process injuries, ways to continue to get better even when you're not playing. Battle tested, and you get warned about it coming in out of college. The difference of the 50, 60 games we play in college versus the everyday 130 grind of a minor league season. This was my first full year, and I learned so much about my body and got. You get to talk to guys that deal with similar stuff, pick up cues, learn your own body, which I think is really important early in your career. I'm almost thankful in a way. Obviously, no one wants to deal with injuries, but I'm happy it happened in the first year. So that way I'm, prepared, and, I don't necessarily fear injuries because I've been through enough of them. I feel confident in my ability to continue to get better and reach towards my goal through injuries. Obviously, I hope they don't happen. Obviously, I put in a lot more work than I used to keep prepare my body for games and for long seasons, as I will this off season. So I'm almost thankful it happened early, just to get out of the way and learn a lot, because that's what the minor league's about. You want to become a better baseball player, but good baseball players have to be available more often, and I'm learning that side of the game as well.
Availability is the best ability, they say. As far as the rest of this fall into the offseason goes for you, because once the fall league sample is done, you'll have made up for quite a bit of lost time that you had during the season. How do you plan on attacking this offseason? Obviously, health is the number one goal always, but what's kind of the blueprint leading up between the end of the fall league and the start of spring training?
Yeah, probably take... it's a shorter off season, obviously, so I'll take some time mentally away from it, probably just a week or two with the length of it. I'll probably still lift, but I have a physical therapist as a father, so that's going to help strengthen more longevity muscles. In college, it's all about, max output, max force. We're getting in there and getting after it, max squat. A little different goals when it comes to pro ball. You want to be able to recover better. You want to be able to, go deep into the season still being healthy. And a lot of that comes down to, you know, organizing your lifts in a maybe different way, maybe more stabilizing lifts, maybe more more reps to get longevity out of your muscles. And I found with that, the max output tends to go up too. So that's one thing I've learned this year. And implementing that, a little more length, stressing recovery, stressing being able to get more out of my body over the course of, you know, 7 months instead of, you know, a weekend series. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does thoroughly answer my question. Kind of last one for you. There might be one more after this. Your organizational guys have been great too. Obviously, Seavers had a great fall. He was named a fall star today. Petrie's had a really nice fall too. You're on the last ballot for fall star. So if you're listening to this, go to MLB.com, Arizona Fall League, and vote for Sam. I already did vote for you today, by the way. But what's it been like being here with those guys and you guys kind of growing together within an organization that now has new leadership at the top? Things are going to look different when you get to West Palm Beach in the spring. And I think you guys as a unit have performed really well out here.
Yeah. For starters, vote me in. That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Get me in there Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I appreciate it. It's cool to be with. It helps that we're all performing as a team and, you know, as Washington Nationals guys. You know, we're all here for slightly different all three of us, at least on the position player side, mm-hmm. are here for kind of all unique different reasons. Yep. But we're all playing well, and it's nice to get to know these guys. Petrie being drafted, this was my first time meeting him. Right. When I went back to Florida after the year to meet him. And then Seaver, we knew each other. We played in low A after the draft class. But yeah, it's good to be with these guys. I think we're all excited to see what the new org brings. I'm anxious almost to meet these guys and get after it. From everything I've heard, they're get after it guys that just want to win, and I think that matches everyone here, the players here, and you know what our org wants to be about. No more losing, we want to win, and I think those guys are the right guys. I'm anxious to meet them, but so this spring training, I'm anticipating a good one, and excited to, you know, see the direction.
Definitely an exciting time. Last one for you. Big game for the Iowa Hawkeyes this weekend. What you got against the Ducks?
I'm so fired up for this weekend. I've been talking about it to these guys. These guys roll their eyes because I'm drinking the Kool-Aid that Iowa is this win away from.
We're in the playoffs.
Exactly. That's exactly what I keep saying, and they're all rolling their eyes and whatever. But I'm fired up. 1:30, and we don't have a game that day, so I'll be locked in on that game. I think Oregon's, you know, decent. I think we're better.
Overconfident, perhaps?
Maybe. I know Dan Jennings does a good job of getting his boys ready to play, but Kinnick Stadium's where ranked teams go to die. I know that. I've seen that in person plenty of times. I'm happy it's at home. I'm happy we're still underrated. I'm happy the AP poll didn't put them in. I think it's a good spot for the Hawks to be in. I'll just say that.
Passionate Iowa Hawkeye, Sam Peterson. Thanks so much, man. Great to catch up.